Talk of cooperation between the two continents will dominate the talks in Nigeria at a time when Latin American countries such as Brazil and Venezuela are striving for a greater presence on a continent once carved out by Europe. Already, Venezuela's president Hugo Chavez has nearly doubled the number of embassies on the continent since January 2005. And Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who hosted a three-way summit recently with his South African counterpart Thabo Mbeki and Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, has made five trips to the continent since coming to power in 2002. Bilateral trade between Brazil and Africa has doubled since 2003. Nigeria also announced that its total volume of trade with Brazil reached $4.9 billion in the last year. Akeredolu Olabanji, spokesman for the organizers, gave an insight into the agenda.
The main issues that are likely to be discussed will include areas such as the investment sector, you know, energy, natural resources, you know, such things like that. Those are the things. And then to firm up the cooperation itself, because it's just an initial summit. And the main idea is to look at how to solidify the arrangement, you know, bringing the two continents together. I think they also delve into peace and security, democracy, agro, you know, allied sectors and so on.
Mr. Labanji also confirmed that African leaders attending the summit will discuss the Darfur crisis on Thursday.
One very important issue, this concerns mainly the president from Africa, is the Sudan Darfur issue.
Right.
That will be discussed after the close of the summit on Thursday. That will only involve the African president.
Conference organizers say 900 delegates from 53 African countries and 12 South American countries have confirmed their participation. Analysts say Africa, long neglected by the rest of the world, is now attracting significant attention following recent high-profile initiatives by China and the European Union to establish closer ties. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.